With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 3 weeks into the war against Iran, and President Trump says he's determined to eliminate that country's nuclear threat. He also says the U.S. is doing very well.
They don't know what's happening. Their Navy's gone. Their Air Force is gone. Their anti-aircraft is all gone. It's all gone. Their radar is all gone. Their leaders are all gone. The next set of leaders are all gone. And the next set of leaders are mostly gone. And now nobody wants to be a leader over there anymore.
Meanwhile, Donna Warder has a report for us on the death of a broadcast institution.
After nearly 100 years, CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs, effective May 22nd. CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927, giving a young William S. Paley a start in the business. As part of the service, Edward R. Murrow broadcast reports from London during World War II. Currently, CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss and President Tom Sabrowski say in a memo to staff that shutting down CBS Radio wasn't an easy decision, but a necessary one. I'm Donna Warder.
Wait times at airport security checkpoints have become a guessing game during the TSA shutdown. More from Rich Thomason.
Absences among TSA officers are a big factor in determining whether or not the lines move quickly. Roughly 50,000 federal workers screening passengers and bags have been working without pay while lawmakers fail to agree on Homeland Security funding. The department says about 10% of TSA officers nationwide missed work each day between Monday and Wednesday. Airports in Atlanta and Houston saw absentee rates of roughly 38%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. Missouri pro-lifers take heart from a new poll. Michael Harrington has the details.
The survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds that 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution that would ban abortion with first trimester exceptions. 40% oppose it and 12% haven't decided. Missouri has been flip-flopping on abortion the last several years. First, the legislature passed a ban. Then voters approved an amendment enshrining the procedure. This fall, they get a chance to decide again. Michael Harrington reported.
A University of Portland professor sees Americans turning away from traditional concepts of good and bad. Beth DeFault says, quote, as societies grow more diverse and fewer people affiliate with formal religious groups, faith's moral influence on society is waning. People start to assemble their own sense of right or wrong from a patchwork of sources, and increasingly that involves scores, rankings, and dashboards. This is SRN News. Today sees the start of Eid al-Fitr.
With much of Gaza in rubble, Palestinians mark the start of Eid with prayers in Gaza City's Saraya Yard, where Eid prayers were held for the first time since the war started in 2023. Palestinians there were both happy and in tears as they hailed the traditional prayers in the open air. Mona al-Juju tells the AP, this is an Eid of sadness. We've never seen an Eid like this. Some have lost their father, their son, their mother, or those dearest to them. Others say this Eid al-Fitr is the safest they've witnessed in years in the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration says the Department of Education is handing off a portion of its student loan portfolio to the Treasury Department. It's all part of the administration's attempt to dismantle the Education Department. More on these stories at srnnews.com.